Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 94. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What are you celebrating? I hope you've got stuff to celebrate. I hope you've got lots of things to celebrate. But I bet you haven't listed out your milestones. I bet you haven't written in your diary or in your phone, or you haven't acknowledged large events. And I'm not just talking about, you know, going on Facebook and... Well, that's fine as well. I'm not just talking about putting on Facebook, you know, some life event. But yourself, listing stuff, listing dates, acknowledging. Basically, I'm saying we're really bad at acknowledging our wins. So you write it in, write your milestones in. Now, I mightn't have done all of these myself, but I'm generally on other ones that have a lot of value to me. But, you know, the first day that you started work ever, stick that down, celebrate that. Have a cupcake or have, you know, a glass of water in recognition. What about the day you finished school? High school, if you're in America, secondary school, the day you finished, or the day, the date and the year that you got your final exam results. There's so many things that you'll realize you've done a lot more and achieved a lot more, and you've a lot more to celebrate than you realize. It could be so many different things. Obviously, it could be the birth of your child. It could be the day you got a pay increase, could be the day you won the lotto, could be when the day you met your best friend, it could be so many things to celebrate. But you know what? We don't write down these events. Maybe that's why there's so many people going around with the tattoos of their children's dates on their arms, because they can't remember. Some of my good friends have those tattoos, and I'm sure it makes it a hell of a lot easier to remember your children's birth dates. Maybe that's why. But you don't have to necessarily get any of your milestones tattooed in your body. You can, of course, if you want. But you should certainly acknowledge them. And I bet you, I guarantee you, you have forgotten loads of things in your life. So there's no harm in writing it down, in keeping a note of it. So when you wake up one of the mornings and you look at your notes and you realize, oh, I'm celebrating something small today. It doesn't have to be a big celebration, but it definitely can make you feel good about things. It helps you acknowledge your past, helps you recognize that you're not just losing in life, because it's very easy to get into that mentality on a day-to-day basis and to feel that you're not moving forward. And I bet if you look at it, you've actually done a lot of things, you have a lot to be grateful for, and you have a lot to celebrate. So what is it you are celebrating? What are you celebrating? Or what milestones do you have coming up? Or what milestones have just passed? I would love to hear. So please share. Let me know. You know to contact me on any of the links that are provided below or to the side or above. I don't know where they are, but they're there within the podcast or within the text or whatever form of media you're looking at. I hope the links are there, and if they are, please share, like, comment, subscribe, or send me a private message. I check all my messages and I check all my emails, and I will answer each and every one. I might not be like within, you know, the hour, but yeah, I will get back to you. That's guaranteed. So send me a message sometime, and I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear what you're celebrating, or what you're looking forward to celebrating, or what you hope to be celebrating in the future. Now, there's another one. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.